Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Welcome to the third official Danny and Mike one-shot, wherein the fellas discuss vulnerability, head tumors, and getting caught by your mom. Now play the music, brainstem.
Welcome to the third ever Danny and Mike One Shot. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hi.
He's grunting. And to his right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
The C Welcome, is Mike. For clarity.
And I'm producer Jeremy. The C is for what?
Clarity?
Michael Clarity Marona.
He okay. Lives clarity clear.
Claritin clear.
See, again, yeah, I nice. Wasn't going to say anything.
Well, you hate that brand.
That Let's could
just
be a
get
brand
right up the top. Yeah.
Okay, brands we hate. Verizon. Verizon, you have a lot of money. You have a lot of money. You're trying to eliminate union jobs. Just give them what they want.
That's what all the protests is about.
I really wanted to sign up.
I don't want to hear any more kazoos blasting in the middle of the street and people saying, when do we want it? Now.
I really want to be able to sign up with you and feel good about your products, but please stop being dicks to working people.
They run this shit. So why would you not?
Verizon
brand. I mean,
the
people.
There are alternatives. There are alternative providers.
Oh, we'll
Boost,
agree.
Boost Mobile. Maybe we call it Boost.
Where are you at?
I go with Cricket. Cricket Wireless okay. is the one I like.
You know what irritates me
I really
about
like
that?
Because I really like their commercials.
Yes, it's Zooey Deschanel's voice on those commercials is what really, I don't know. You know how you get tickled enough in the same spot, it becomes painful?
Well, the
that's how I feel about her particular vocal.
I can never get calls, but I'm just so happy that Zooey Deschanel does the commercials for my provider.
Yeah. You can get tickled in the same spot too many times.
I can't.
You?
I don't
that's
like,
just,
I just
that's
don't
a
like
fat joke. That was a fat joke. That was a fat
Wait,
joke.
Why was that a fat joke?
Because you have a lot of surface area.
Oh, man. I didn't mean it like that. I was just saying I don't like to be tickled in general.
Yes.
Thanks, Mike.
I'll recall that.
Mike, I've lost 12 pounds since you've last seen me, and you
Whoa.
Didn't even say anything.
There's got to be a reason.
The reason is I shit it out.
You shit 12 pounds?
I don't know, man. And it's not water weight. I drink like 96 ounces of water a day now.
Wow.
Changing my shit up. I'm trying to be healthy because I'm scared I'm going to die.
Everybody has to confront their mortality. It's true.
True.
Some people.
But you can do a little bit each day to, you know, give a shit about yourself.
Okay. Give me some examples of the things you were doing each day.
Oh, and I'm still doing them. I'm still doing most of these things, except I'm just not doing a 3-day juice of 4 juices a day.
Well, you did that, right? You started out with a full-on juice cleanse.
A full-on... Well, it's an old thing. Yeah, I did document it on the Instagram.
Did you drink like a cup of olive oil first or
I
something?
I did. No, the first thing I did was...
Wait, that's a thing?
Well, so here's the thing. I did this thing that's called an Ayurvedic...
Ayurvedic.
Yoga,
Ayurvedic.
Ayurvedic.
Yeah.
Detox.
Okay.
So it was like...
You ate some clay?
I didn't need any clay. No. I put honey, tablespoon of honey, and some black pepper. Ate that.
Sweetness.
It's supposed to be good for you.
Probably. Why the black pepper?
Because nothing can like be just fun.
It just can't.
If it feels good, it can't be good for you.
Be
honey.
Honey's
great, but let's add some pepper.
Honey and black pepper. I think it's antioxidant stuff.
There you go.
It does. It's getting rid of some shit.
Okay. You should try turmeric.
Well, that's what I do after. After that is a tall glass of turmeric, cayenne pepper, and lemon.
Jesus Christmas.
Yeah, that's rough. That's the only thing, and I'm still doing it because I like it.
Hey, curcumin is like a life-saving compound, so you could have like some good antioxidants banging around your 208 pounds.
No, you see, now I'm back down to a cool 230.
But you lost.
I had ballooned. Yes, I know. But right. I hadn't weighed myself in a while.
Yeah. See, I always think of you as a good 220.
Right. No. So from there, I had bounced up 20, and I'm down 12. So now I'm eight. I'm eight shy of.
You're in the hole.
Eight shy of getting back to my cool 220.
So you're over 500.
What's your target? Like the Mets. What are you trying to get to legitimately?
I don't know.
He wants to live longer. He wants to enjoy more quality of life.
Well, here's the thing.
You moved to a walk-up.
I moved to a 4-4 walk-up.
Fourth floor
walk-up. That helps.
That definitely helps.
No, man, I don't know. I don't know. I just want to feel better. I didn't know that I felt so bad. That was the other weird thing about it. It's like, so first 2 days, it's like eat clean, like brown rice and like steamed vegetables. And like, don't go crazy. Don't, you know, no like dairy, no meat, no booze.
This is pre
no
juice
weed.
Cleanse.
Yeah, this is all pre juice cleanse.
Get you
this
ready
is like
for
to get
cleanse.
You into it. Like, I don't drink coffee, so I didn't have to eliminate caffeine. But
this,
like,
this sounds like some of the techniques that were outlawed at Guantanamo.
It might have been. And I was doing it to myself. Actually, I paid for it.
Mm,
you know,
that's the perverse.
In terms of like, here's, red peppers that I could eat for $1.99 a pound, or here's the same bell peppers that look a little bit better, but they're USDA organic, and they're $7.99 a pound.
USDA organic is kind of a misnomer because they lobbied.
Yeah, they put pesticides in it anyway.
They lobbied to say that you can fertilize with sewage sludge. You can still call it organic and fertilize the fields with sewage sludge.
Yeah. Well, I ended up just going to the farmer's market at Grand Army.
Oh, very good.
Because I felt better about the local grown shit.
Sure.
But
grown in Prospect Park, where all the dogs, the dog toilet of Brooklyn.
So 2 days of like, get yourself ready for this like juice thing. And I had all these, I don't know, preconceived notions that I was like, I couldn't do this. I love meat. I love dairy.
So it was getting into a mental, it was getting into a mindset.
Yeah. So it was like, first started with vegetables, and like, I usually eat meat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Meat,
like,
meat
I
is
have,
your vegetable.
I have meat was. in every meal usually. And now I'm taking it all out. So the first 2 days were kind of weird, but I didn't miss it. It was very strange. I didn't miss any of it at all. And then you do 3 days of four juices a day with a smoothie at wherever you want. You put a little
smoothie,
you know,
sounds like it could be dairy.
Well, no, just you know, a fruit smoothie, no dairy.
Oh darn!
Yeah, I know. No. I haven't had any dairy in 2 weeks, man. That's weird.
Look, it's another thing.
I love cheese very much.
Yeah, no one can tell.
No one can tell. Man, this is also purging. I'm feeling better about myself.
I'm getting all my fat jokes out.
Yeah, this might be it. This might be it for you, Mike.
Yes,
you got to
exactly.
do it.
So. 3 days of juices, and then one day of like eating like almost like, you know, like very bland shit, and then the last 2 days the same as the first 2 days, and I've just been like continuing on stuff.
And you had the support of Caitlin through all this because you were doing
it
together.
My girlfriend and I did it together, so I mean, she was definitely, I don't think I would have done it. I wouldn't have been like, today's a good day to stop eating meat, and in 2 days from now I'm gonna drink juice for 3 days straight. See what happens.
Did you have like regular activities that you had to do during this time?
Yeah, it was like morning routine. So I started coconut oil pulling.
No. I mean, like, did you have to go play a rock show or did you go do a podcast or some comedy stuff?
I had three gigs during that time, and I had some comedy stuff, and I had a couple like, stupid like VIP events that I went to. And
stupid
were, like,
VIP.
Not
events.
Stupid, but you know what I mean. I didn't mean to say it like that. It was just like, where here's, you know, free food and alcohol, and it's like, I'm always gonna drink the free beer and free booze, and I'm always gonna eat the free, you know, cheese and meat plate that's out and all that stuff. And I didn't do any of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. On principle, it's like, that's free, I'm drinking it. It's like from Super Troopers.
How did you conduct yourself at the VIP events?
That was fine.
So you weren't like food raging or anything like that?
No, it wasn't food raging. I had one bout. I have one day on the fourth day. It was like halfway through. Like, I developed a really bad case of road rage. Of just like while I was driving around and people were really pissing me off. Yeah. And I was getting frustrated. And this guy was driving like an asshole and he cut me off. and I got mad. And
in
I
Brooklyn?
Pulled in Brooklyn, yeah. And I pulled next to him, and he was a fat guy, fatter than I am.
What?
And I looked at him, and I said, "You Jabba the Hutt motherfucker." And I freaked out.
You
and
really
I looked
did?
I looked at him, and I saw him looking at me, and yeah. he could see what I said.
How ragey.
And then I could see the hurt in his eyes, oh, and man. I called him Jabba the Hutt.
And, that was
and then like I immediately made a right turn and like
that
pulled
I didn't
over
need to
and was
make.
Like, yeah, exactly. I pulled over and was
at
like,
the juice bar, had to stop
wrong?
And get a juice.
What is wrong
you
with
you? You were trying
me?
To get a grip. Then.
What is wrong with sure, me? That was sure, a horrible thing to say. And
wow.
So my girlfriend did this last year. And she
called the guy a Jabba the Hutt motherfucker?
No. She did the cleanse last year, so she has like the teacher that she took it with all her emails. So like every day she'd like send an email like, "Day 4, you're feeling better." All of
oh, them. An affirmation. She yeah, gave you some affirmation.
Exactly. But it was crazy because in it was like this whole thing about how like you might develop like anger or anxiety randomly, but that's okay. Like you're breaking the bonds of your like routine and
sure.
habit, and like it's fucking with your body, but like just know that if you like stick with it, like it'll be worth it. And it's totally worth it, man. Like I didn't know how shitty I felt until I realized how good I felt after 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was really nuts. And like all this like shit I'm doing in the morning now, like oil pulling.
Excuse me?
Oil pulling. I put like...
Probably should explain that.
A teaspoon of coconut oil, uh-huh. and you put it in your mouth and you like swish it around for like 15 minutes.
You pull it? Oil pulling?
It's called oil pulling.
Because
you've never heard of it?
Because it pulls stuff out of your mouth?
Yeah, because it pulls like toxins and gross shit out of your mouth.
I don't like coconut oil at all. I prefer butter. But yeah. I sure as hell am not going to swish it around in my mouth.
I didn't think I would like it either, but now I kind of like it. I kind of like can feel like a difference in my mouth the way it like.
Oh, good for you.
It's interesting.
But does it change color after you've had it in there for a while?
No, not really. I mean, no, but.
Is this like the earwax thing? Like if it
no.
comes out.
there's a gene that's activated.
Comes out orange, then you're,
no,
your smell screwed.
No. Doing like. I was rubbing myself with a dry skin brush.
Let's just pause right there. What?
There's a word missing from there.
All of your
there's
skin?
Like the word out was missing from that, so it doesn't sound
but,
the way you're trying
sure.
to make it sound,
but,
both of you.
But why?
For Christ's sake.
Yeah,
You're exfoliating?
Yeah, it's like exfoliation, and it's better. It like helps your circulation.
Blood flow, I was thinking.
Blood flow. And then after that, I rubbed grapeseed oil over myself.
This sounds like when I had scabies. This really does. I made a paste of turmeric and neem oil and smeared it all over my body and turned all my bed sheets yellow.
Was it yellow from the turmeric or was it a
the turmeric?
Turmeric
from the turmeric.
Okay.
And I
was always calling it turmeric. I like saying it that way though. Turmeric.
Right. It's like it's like that Welshman in Henry V. That guy's so funny.
Wait, can I ask how did you get scabies?
I think I got it. Here's a theory. I think
yes.
I got it from a tick bite, but I don't think that that's possible. Right before
a tick was a whore.
No, I mean like I went down to Delaware to visit a friend, and when I got back from Delaware, I found a tick on my stomach, like a fat one. And then subsequent to that, started having scabies. So they could be unrelated, but I didn't think that my friend lived in, like, squalor.
I always thought scabies was sexually transmitted. That's why.
No, it's just
why I was making a joke about the tick being a whore.
It's not
and
sexually transmitted, but I did manage to share it with two different girls. Who, you know, I was, it
promptly,
was the worst thing. It was
promptly
the,
sent you letters.
Yeah, because they didn't have email back then.
Big hearts.
What? I feel like I got
that long ago.
I feel like I got it once because I was at a punk rock house in Ohio.
There you go.
Columbus, and we were drunk, I think, maybe, and there were several of us in a bed watching a movie.
So we said, hey, fellas, let's all roll on each other like monkeys.
Exactly. No, but then, like, you know, the week later after I left, the belt region was, like, itchy.
They favor certain regions. Anyway, I tried...
They favor the warm spots.
I tried my Ayurvedic...
Oh, it lasted a couple years.
So I tried my Ayurvedic cure for a while with this smearing and stuff, and it absolutely didn't work. So I went over here right around the corner to the Near Guard Pharmacy.
Oh, yeah.
And after going to a doctor and got prescription like lice shampoo. It was for your hair, and I smeared it all over my body, and it was highly toxic, and it killed the shit out of those things. I probably gave myself cancer.
God, Mike.
Well, you got to do a cleanse now to get some of those years back you just took off.
Yeah.
I've been starving myself, so I don't feel like I'm in the same boat exactly. I just need to exercise more, and if as I do, I would have to eat more.
Yeah. You should.
I'm starving myself because Marvel is a very cheap taskmaster.
Why, the crafty's not good?
The crafty is okay.
Really?
The crafty comes out of like a really sad horse trailer. I hate to bust on Sue. I hate to bust on Sue. You know Sue. You've seen Sue. Yeah. You've seen Sue around. And their catering I tend to avoid as well. So it's just like I'm consuming calories on my own.
It'd be funny if all they could serve at Crafty was like Marvel, you know, like chew snacks, like anything with a Marvel logo on it, like Spider-Man's fruit roll-ups or, you know, Captain America.
Stuff they got for free, in other words. Yes. Well, it wasn't that bad. On Pete and Pete, all we had to do was eat phloam and green slime.
Oh, God.
That's all we had.
Phloam.
Yeah.
Everything was catered by Krebstar.
Oh, God. That's not a bad... That wouldn't be a bad idea, actually, if we had, like, a Kreb party.
That would be kind of funny.
Kreberware parties.
Well, I'm psyched that you're taking this seriously. I honestly have known you for, what, 10 years? And this... I've never seen you more excited about...
This is the first time I've seen you lift a finger to do anything.
No, but I could tell. You were preaching, and you were converted.
I don't want to be a preacher, but...
You were tired of us saying Gert.
Yeah.
You were tired of us saying Gert.
True. No, I honestly, it was like, she wanted to do it, so I said I'd do it with her, and it just worked out well for me. Like, those you know, affirmation emails, whether they're
forwarded or original.
Yeah, whether they're forwarded or original. Each day, like, stuff that was in there was stuff that I could relate to what was going on. And basically, you find out what your dosha is, which is, like, what kind of person you are based on these, like, weird questions.
Are you pitta or are you...
I'm a kapha.
You kapha?
Mostly kapha and, like, almost pitta.
Mm-hmm. So but that doesn't really matter if you're almost something, right? You just stick with the one thing.
I don't know. Oh. I mean, it says I really shouldn't eat avocados, but, like...
Is this determined by what foods you like?
What I am?
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to do everything based on kapha because it seems like that's what I am mostly.
But that is just a prescription of certain foods or certain foods in that category?
Yeah, it's just like things that you should or should not be eating, things you should stay away from. And like my girlfriend had like digestive issues in college and like went to a specialist who she took all these tests and did all this stuff and knew what she should and shouldn't eat. And then she did this cleanse, and you know, she went through this questionnaire and
eliminated this and that,
and she's a pitta, and all the stuff that she says that she's not supposed to eat is the stuff that they're saying that she shouldn't be eating,
so that automatically validated what you
the
were
process
getting. Okay.
For me, and like, okay, maybe this is something
is
legit.
Is there a favorite food that you now know you're cut off from or that you should stay away from?
Yeah, avocados. But like, that's a weird thing. I don't know if I can do that. But if you're a pitta, you can eat as much of it as you want. I'm not sure. Yeah. It doesn't say why you should eat it. It doesn't really want me to eat, like, nuts in general. I should like stay away from in moderate, like even in moderation. Like they're like, it's not really.
But they're a really good source of protein.
I know. I think the thing is that I have enough protein.
They're like, whoa, okay, let's pump the brakes.
Hold on,
protein.
Hey, cashews, almonds, peanuts. No, sir, you're not allowed to have any of that.
Well, you could drive your body into ketosis. You could.
Is that an Andrew Bird song?
No.
That's my favorite.
That's a good joke. I like that one.
I do have
that's a good one. Jeremy, that might be my favorite joke you've ever had on this podcast.
Oh, thanks. Let's mark that down. I do have some of the questions from the quiz.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and here's the categories, like eyes, complexion, hair, body temperature, sleep pattern, appetite.
And the answer for all of them is greasy.
Because I was so excited. I like, anyone who was like remotely interested during this time was like, oh, hey, man, maybe send me some info. Bam, I just sent him everything. It's like, if you want to do this,
You notice I haven't asked at all.
I know.
Here's
that's
the one
okay.
That, here's the one that I struggled on, which was temperament.
Me too.
There's three answers.
What's the matter?
You have to choose one that fits you. One is that A is I am lively and enthusiastic by nature. I tend to move and speak quickly and like to always be working on a project. That's A. B is I am purposeful and intense. I'm strong-willed by nature. I like to convince. I have a tendency towards anger and irritability, even though I don't always show it. I often lose my temper, but then quickly forget about it. And then C is I am easygoing and accepting. I like to support others. It takes a lot to make me angry, but once I am, I hold grudges. I may feel overly attached and tend to be greedy at times.
I think I'm one third of each.
Yeah, this was the one where I was like, I could be a little of each of these. Yeah. I picked C, though, I think.
Because you thought it would look good on your college transcript.
No, because Jeremy knows that he holds
podcast
grudges.
College. But what? Because I hold anger.
You hold grudges.
Yeah.
Irish Alzheimer's. Forget everything but the grudges.
Oh, boy.
My cousin told me that when he's Irish.
I like that. Well, you're Irish as well.
3/8.
Yeah. I'm 3/4.
I'm about a 16th. I'm a smidge, I think.
It's a technical
term. Pinch.
It's
called the pinch.
You're a dash Irish.
A dash. I like smidge. Well, that's good, man. I'm proud of you. I'm happy that you're.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, don't fuck this up.
I'm not going to. I mean, it really, like, I
made deep fried hot dogs for you guys for lunch, but I guess.
I'm not going to eat dairy right now. I'm not eating meat right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not eating carbs like
we were down. We were down in Chinatowns a couple of times last summer on Shades of Blue, and then just recently I took some guys I worked with to House of Vegetarian Dim Sum on Pell Street, and I made converts of them.
Dude, that
even
place
a Teamster,
is, that
even
place
a Teamster
good.
Who eats vegan now is I had him going.
That's crazy.
Maybe he's not a vegan.
Is, that's not the one on Mott Street, right? That's
it's on Pell. It's right around the corner.
Oh, okay. Because I usually go to the House of Vegetarian on Mott. That's my when I moved to New York. That was sort of my.
Well, you should check out Veggie Dim Sum on Pell. This is a brand we like.
Okay, I will do that.
This is a brand.
If you know the Channel 7 commercial with they do like a little Lotto commercial with the dancing seven. That's the block that they shot it on in Chinatown.
Okay. Wow, that's a brand we love.
Yeah, there's
that's
at least
rare.
One.
Hey, sometimes that happens.
It does.
Know?
We evened it out. Hey. Verizon got the axe.
Like they say.
Reggie Dim Sum got the thumbs up.
Yeah, you know, you never shut a door without opening an Anderson window. Right?
Good old Anderson. Well, what about
Pell? I've given my story. Anybody else have a story for the week, though, since last time?
Dude.
Anyone's got any other medical or
I can't drink because I'm taking antidepressants. So
are you taking
antidepressants?
Yeah, I started taking antidepressants. I've been depressed for like 25 years, so it was a good since I'm 13, so it would be a good I figured it was a good time.
How are you serious?
Orally. That's how I take them.
But are you
taking them by pill? I take them by pill.
AU orally? Do you take them by sound or orally?
Orally.
Oh, okay.
Orally.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Okay.
With an O.
But what? Are you telling a difference? You've never done this before, right?
No, but I'm also, you know, getting therapy at the same time. So I'm working on several fronts. But like I was having panic attacks and shit, so I needed I felt very weak to get medication, like very not self-sufficient, very subsistent, very dependent. Yeah. But I was just like, fuck it. So I have some pills. I'm just worried about my pee. I'm worried about my pee making the fish antidepressed because I was reading like how overprescribed some things are. Like it's getting into the fish, it's getting into the water. And when we recycle wastewater into irrigation water, it makes it further into the food that we eat that's irrigated with that water. So I'm kind of scared about that shit.
That's crazy to think about.
Just upped my dose. So I've been on this dose. I've only been on it for, I would say, a month and a half. And you guys can see, you know, the results with the podcast. It's been wonderful.
We hugged earlier. Like
you guys
low
hugged?
Five.
What?
No, we did not.
But I'm planning. I'm hoping for a hug now.
We're going to work its way. Not too awkward.
Well, I'm psyched for you on that, man. That's.
Yeah, but I can't drink. I had a headache because I had two beers last night for, you know, we went out to Mexican Acapulco up by me. There's a brand I like.
Yeah, you
two.
Do.
And
it's a great taco spot.
I went out with my buddy Ian. We just had a couple of beers just sitting and talking. And I woke up this morning with a headache, and I, you know, it wasn't a liver ache, which is where the damage is probably done, but it was I had a headache I can't remember last time I drank two beers.
Does it say that on the?
Oh no, you're just not supposed to drink. This was expressly just because it was the 5th of May, and I just got it out of the way. Yeah, but I can't. You were saying about how you went to various events. Like, I feel like the social aspect, I still have to trim my sails a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely the hardest part, because especially if you like to, like, you know, I mean, you're not the biggest drinker in the world, but I like to tie one.
I also haven't smoked weed in like 5 days, so
yeah. See,
I'm vibrating off the walls in that way. maybe that's where the clarity comes from.
I mean, I'm in the same boat. Like, it's a very different. It's actually nice, and especially, I mean, you and I both smoke a lot of weed, and we have for a long time, and when you stop.
And now our families know because they listen to the podcast.
I'll tell you what, my mom has known a long time. I've been busted so many times for smoking weed.
It's going to be Danny.
One time with Brent. Did I ever tell you the story how I got busted with Brendan?
Go ahead.
We was in college and I was auditioning for 8 Mile. I was auditioning to be Cheddar Bob in 8 Mile.
Oh, very good.
Right?
Yeah.
So
that's almost as appropriate as me auditioning for Dirty D in Pootie Tang, a part that was played by Reg E. Cathy.
So I have to, it was like one of those weird auditions where like you have to bring someone in to read with you, which is like, I always thought that was weird. I never liked doing that. So I asked Brendan if he would do it.
You were taping it or you went into?
No, I went in. It was with, what's her name? Maggie. Oh, damn it. Well, I can't think of her last name. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes. Yes, in the Fox building.
Correct. And so I'm trying.
I think I read
trying
for her,
to learn these
I read
lines.
For her for Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay. So I'm just reading lines with Brendan. We're in my parents' house. My mom isn't home.
I'm interrupting you one more time. I'm thinking of Meg Simon.
Oh.
But I was wrong.
No.
I was wrong. Not Maggie.
I can't remember her last name.
Anyway.
She's whatever.
Your story.
She's the casting director for 8 Mile. And so I had to pick someone, and I picked Brendan because, you know, he's someone I knew.
He fit
and
the prerequisite.
We were at home, and this was senior year of high school. Or junior year of high school, maybe. I can't remember. Anyway,
your SATs were already done.
We're upstairs in my room, and we're going through the lines, and like, Cheddar Bob's a stoner. And so I'm like, well, I should probably just smoke weed. Because if we smoke weed, then like, I'll really look like I'm a stoner.
You'll be in the right mood.
Be in the right mood. I can say these lines right. So it's like my first foray into like method acting, I guess. So I'm smoking weed. We're smoking weed in my house, and I didn't think my mom was coming home at all.
In your bedroom.
In my bedroom. In my parents' house. In Wyckoff, New Jersey. And we're smoking weed in my room.
You didn't think your mom was coming home?
I didn't
home.
Think my mom was coming home, and my room looks out over the driveway, and I see my mom's car pull up. I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, no, this is going to be bad. Like, trying to air it out.
You throw the apple out the window.
This and that. And my little sister was home as well.
Kelly Lynn.
It was Melissa.
It was Melissa
who was home. And so I'm like trying to air out the room, and I hear the garage door open. I'm like, oh, no, she's in the house. Like, this is really trying to do
inside
something.
Inside the house.
And Brennan's like,
dude,
oh man, like, you know, whatever. He's freaking out.
He's
We're
not
all
helpful.
Freaking out. Not helpful. My door is closed. I hear my mom start to walk up the stairs.
The wet towel is under the doorway.
And then I hear my little sister, Melissa. Coolest thing. She's got to be 9 years old. Total taking one for the team. She's trying to help out.
She goes, Mom, this weed is really making
me. She goes, Mom, nothing's going on up here. Don't come up the stairs. Like, she's trying to help, but made it so much worse. Yeah. She's just like, oh, no.
Bless her heart is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're thinking bless her heart.
Yes. I was like, oh, man, she's trying. And also, my mom comes in. She, like, bangs because she smelled
she knows,
the weed.
She knew.
Knocks the door in and she comes in. And she's like, what are you guys doing? I'm like, nothing. And Brendan goes, blame it on me.
And so
with
I
her,
go,
wait with her in the room
right before I'm sorry right okay, before she comes
that would
in
be weird.
Sorry yeah right before she
but
comes
amazing.
In right before she comes in she goes he goes blame it
he
on
just
me
looks, he just looks at Sally and says blame it on me.
yeah no blame it on me. So she comes in, I'm like we're smoking cigarettes. She goes, oh, you're smoking cigarettes, it doesn't smell like cigarettes. Where's the butt to the cigarette, guys, huh? Where's the butt to the cigarette? And I just go, Brendan did. He walks past my mom down the stairs, out the front door, into his car, and drives off. Doesn't say anything.
Doesn't say sorry.
Doesn't say anything. He just gets in the car and leaves.
Kind of like that.
That was the first Irish goodbye Brendan ever made.
That was the first microphone drop ever.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh no, now I'm really screwed. Now I don't have anybody to read this with. And so I had to call my buddy Duak, who's, you know,
just by the name alone, you can tell.
Yeah, exactly. So Dewey didn't do a good job. We went in, certainly didn't get the part, was too stoned, I think, probably to do anything, and scared at the same time. Because that was the other thing. It was like afterwards, I was like, oh man, I'm so shook from that. I got to smoke more weed.
It was just like, but your mom,
a perpetual thing.
Yeah. Your mom totally accepted the fact that Brendan did all the damage, right?
Like, I mean,
did you get any?
Because no,
you
went to an audition. I think she was.
But
aware.
You went to an audition
she
later
was,
in
she
the day.
She was aware. I mean, I drove myself.
That so you were on a Dewey too?
You know, yeah. I was with Dewey as well.
But you were also liable for a Dewey if you got pulled
over. I was liable
over.
For a Dewey, yes, because I was smoking weed.
Wouldn't it be crazy if you showed up to the audition and then Dewey nailed it and you didn't?
Oh, man.
Dewey got the part of...
You know, Dewey looks more like Cheddar Bob anyway.
I don't know if that's a compliment
it's
or
not.
Not so.
It's not. Yeah. It's definitely not.
Maybe hold off.
That's okay. Dewey, I don't even think Dewey knows how to work a podcast, let alone listen to one.
Ooh.
I'm going to send it to him.
Yeah, are you going to send it to him?
He doesn't have email. No.
That's okay. But yeah, so the funny thing about that is that Brendan at the time had dreadlocks down to his shoulders. And for the listener, if you don't know who Brendan is, Man Boobs Comedy, he's the other gingery blonde haired kid.
He's a blonde.
That's not Danny.
He's it's a blonde. Not me, that's not me and not Jeremy. It's that and me and Jeremy makes three is Brendan. And he had dreadlocks down past his shoulders. And my mom remembers that instance, but doesn't remember who I was smoking with.
Oh, that's good.
And
that's good.
Like every time, you know, she's always like so nice to. I mean, right. My parents are invited to Brendan's wedding. Like my parents are coming to.
You know, it'd be
Brendan's
great if
wedding.
Brendan actually at the wedding just puts on dreadlock hat.
Remember me?
And then they're like,
remember me?
Oh my God, it's him!
It's him.
Blows a big puff of smoke in your mom's face.
He just has one. That's amazing.
It's you. Does anybody, if anybody has anything,
Brendan Irish buys his own wedding.
Oh my gosh, that would be too funny.
I'm
a glad
brand,
we're still friends.
There's a brand,
the bottom line,
a brand I hate is McDonald's for doing that ridiculous commercial.
Oh, did you see
your
that?
Dad buying you McDonald's at your wedding?
But
go,
you know,
please kill yourself.
I've never seen that commercial.
It's horrible.
You haven't been watching
getting,
TV.
I haven't. Yeah.
You've been cleansing your mind. Too.
Married, cleansing my.
Married couple gets in a limo and there's a little sign with McDonald's that says, "You never have time to eat on your wedding day." And the dad, and it's this look this bride gives to her dad, and
yeah.
Her dad's like,
it's like, asshole, you just paid for the wedding and you didn't make sure your own kid got fed at the wedding.
Yeah.
What a
cheap
waste,
bastard.
Yeah.
$4 on McDonald's.
Yeah, thanks.
Not and it's one serving. It's
yeah.
One person's
it's
worth
$110
it. They're
going to
fight over it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Yeah, oh, there's man. A brand that sucks.
But I will audition till the day I die for McDonald's voiceovers. Yeah, for some reason, my agent has in-house.
I did a Mickey D's commercial when I was younger.
Yeah, me too.
I just saw you in Jen Blossom's music video, Mike.
Burger King and
that was
Wendy's.
News to me.
94.
Yeah,
that was great. That song.
94.
I still think that Jen Blossom's were sort of underrated. I mean, they had a hit song, but it was like
they had
I
a
like
couple
that
hit
band,
songs.
Well,
it and sounds that, like that record was
it sounds
a
like a little bit of jealousy.
hey.
That's a good one.
I don't remember meeting any of the band, and they made me wear a leather shirt.
You
I
look had never. Very
do you
want
to get close to that? My dad has a signed Fender guitar.
No,
signed
good.
By all of the Gin Blossoms.
No,
that I'll
good.
Take a picture of and send in. You don't want it because you could be very close to them again just by looking at. It. They were there. They were touching that guitar.
I'm fine.
You're okay with it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that he was a fan. He was an actor hired to... Right.
Yeah, I was a hired gun. And yeah. Like I said, I don't think I've ever worn a lot of leather garments before that weren't outerwear.
Well, don't...
I wouldn't do any music videos unless I was a fan of them. That's
I thought
why
you were
going to
say unless I'm in leather.
No. That's why I was in a Freddie Gibbs music video because I like Freddie Gibbs. Not because, you know...
And an Action Bronson. Because
and
like
an Action Bronson. Bronson
oh, yeah?
Like Action Bronson.
Well,
you played music
you play,
video that
you played
was a
young
teaser.
Action Bronson?
I think he's younger than I am. That's the shitty part.
Doesn't matter. You still look like... Doesn't matter. You still look like the boy version of him.
Oh, my God.
Hey, support yeah. Queens, man.
Yeah.
Support dude. Queens rappers.
Action Bronson, this was up.
His show's good. His new show on Vice is good. He just travels around and eats food and plays shows. It's pretty amazing.
It sounds like he stole Danny's idea.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, ask him if he's a pitta.
I don't know if that applies.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. He likes the fatty meats. That's what he says.
That okay, so I went to the doctor and I also have high cholesterol.
This was
right after I had hit John Brown Bar Smokehouse a few times in Long Island City.
Then you went to get blood work.
not an hour after.
Give me
like
that
a week
nap,
a gotta... week after like back to back visits. Yeah.
So what are they
your triglycerides
you
are way up.
Oh, she was like fish and vegetables, no red meat, no whole milk. But I've also been subsisting in this time because I'm working long hours. And like I said, Marvel is not good with food. Yeah, it's
a tough one.
Well, I bought low fat milk for the first time, and I think that's kind of wussy. I finished it.
Yeah. That's what I normally drink. I think I've gotten used to it because I had the same problem, the same cholesterol thing.
You've been going to the same doctor as me?
Sorry, guys. My balls dropped, so I stopped drinking milk. That's what happens.
I don't get it.
You're on soy?
No, I just, I don't drink milk.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What does it have to do with your testicles?
Yeah, I don't understand the...
I was making it God.
Well, you could tell.
Well, guess what happened? I stopped doing drugs and I can't make jokes anymore. little kids drink milk. That's where I was going. I said my balls dropped. I stopped drinking milk.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wasn't there like
a showstopper that joke?
Wasn't there like a gangster? Oh yeah. you really brought down the house. On
excuse me. I'm gonna go light up.
No, don't do that. I'm psyched about both of you. I think that's Mike. You just surprised me a bit. And
how so?
I don't know. I didn't think that you would want to one talk about that on the air and two tell us for some reason. I don't know.
I've been depressed for 25 years. Well, easy, solid.
I'll tell you something.
Kid of the 90s.
Personal to me, I am doing the same exact thing you're doing, except I'm not on the drugs. And I recently reached, asked for help, and I've never done that in my life. And even like thinking about it now, it makes me a little like weird to talk about. But, man, I'm psyched. That makes me very happy, and it makes me want to stick to it and keep doing it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I will top that for you guys. I was going to cancel on paintball anyway tomorrow because I'm moving out because my marriage is crumbling. So I have that going for me too. I could think that that's like a corollary to me seeking help, but it was really, there's not correlation or causation there. It just happened to both be happening at the same time.
I'm sorry, man.
Hey, it happens. Hey, kids, think about it before you get married. Make sure you really want to do it. Don't just go along with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got to live it and learn it.
Yeah. It's very educational.
Well,
here's the ambulance. Here's my ride.
Right on time.
I'm due back at Bellevue at 4.
They let me out for 1 hour to do this one shot.
My terms of my work release are such, very, very narrowly defined. Yeah, so I'll be back. I'm moving 2 blocks away from where I live now. It's not that far.
Oh, you're staying in Greenpoint. That's
horrible Greenpoint.
I can't see Greenpoint without Mike Marona.
You've become one of the local homeless guys that has a home.
Oh, like you remember I named all the
yeah,
guys.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
I named
yeah,
all the
yeah,
guys
absolutely.
For you.
Of course.
Doorway
some sleeper.
Those, yeah. Mr. Polite. I haven't seen Mr. Polite in forever. But yeah, like. Greenpoint is done, man. Greenpoint is completely not what it was, and maybe I should have moved further away.
But where?
It's done, but it was the only section of Brooklyn that universally voted for Bernie Sanders in the primary.
Okay.
That was like
all right.
Bernie's biggest
Yeah, it
biggest
was in Williamsburg
was
and Greenpoint. Yeah.
Greenpoint.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, we like to think of ourselves as a little more educated over there.
Yeah.
But I guess it was kind of a panic move, but I can't... I couldn't imagine like moving over by you or something like that. Like I was thinking about Crown Heights.
Well, Crown Heights, yeah, I kind of like it, man.
Everybody
it's,
that goes
it's like
over
it's
there,
a little,
I hear that.
It's like a little. I mean, it's definitely done too. I mean, I feel like most of Brooklyn is done in terms of like, you know, pushing limits or being where like, but whatever. I mean, I live in a good neighborhood. I like the people. Mm. It's really a good mix.
See, that's the thing.
And there are like homeless people and like, you know, they're beggars and chain, you know, whatever, all that.
Are you close to Eastern Parkway?
I live right there.
Well, Dallas Penn will sometimes leave pairs of Nikes out on Eastern Parkway if you look around, man.
Really?
Yes. He occasionally just leaves them out there.
It's cool because that promenade there has got like, you can walk all the way.
You can learn 10 languages while you walk.
Yeah, seriously. And like the further east you go on Eastern Parkway, like once you pass, like, so I'm like right on the cusp, like I'm a couple blocks off from Nostrand, and as you go into like New York Ave, Brooklyn mm-hmm. Ave,
Troy,
like, okay,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like
Utica,
Albany, yeah, as soon as you get into like the Western New York names, it gets a little more like dicey. But there's also all these like crazy like open air markets like right on the promenade, just people just selling stuff. It's mm-hmm. like it's got a cool flavor, man. It's got a cool vibe and
yeah, I guess
living in Park Slope for a long time and
is a bit sterile.
Yeah. You know, and I like it. I've always liked it here, and like living in South Slope, I felt a little more like it was less, you know, Disneyland and mom and pop, you know, with strollers and stuff. And now it's just a little bit more, like diverse and universal. And I like it. Except I have a mouse, or maybe a couple mice.
How about
in
a
the
cat?
Fourth floor, I'm thinking about getting a cat because these mice are too fucking smart. I've set 4 traps.
They're New York mice, man.
I set 4 traps, and I see them every day, and I put them in the path that I see them walking, you know, when zipping around. Nothing. They will not bite at it. I have like peanut butter like on there in such a way that they have to like get up on it to lock it.
UV flashlight.
A UV flashlight?
UV flashlight. When maybe is it rats or mice? They drag their nuts when they walk, and their yes, and their urine fluoresces under UV light.
Well, this is something I certainly don't want to do.
No, you can track out. You can track down their comings and goings.
Where they go?
Yeah, you could see where they're coming out of the wall. You know.
Yeah,
that's all.
Well, I've never really had a super like mouse problem.
Well, you lived in Jersey.
It's not a mouse problem, but like, there's like, I see one. I mean, whatever. My apartment is nice and it's clean. Just letting you guys know, it's not like I'm fucking living in squalor in Crown Heights.
I didn't have problems. I always had two cats around.
So. Yeah, that's
a good
idea.
Since you started cleansing, you can't kill mice.
But here's the thing: is like I wanted to use, you know, the Netbreaker OG mouse traps because I feel like that's the most humane. They get snapped and probably they die, you know, pretty quickly, as opposed to like leaving a glue trap down where they get stuck in it and like gnaw their legs off to get off of it.
It really seems like a wrestling move. Like, how many have there ever been any wrestlers paralyzed from wrestling moves? I know there's like injuries in backyard wrestling and stuff like that, but like televised wrestling,
dude, who didn't
suplexes?
Yeah, wait, what about Owen Hart? Didn't he die?
Oh, yeah,
he jumped off the top of.
Oh, he fell out of the rafters. Right, I think. Yeah,
it was a bit more extreme, right?
Yeah, I
I'm just saying in like a suplex type move or that type of like a DDT type move. Has anybody ever experienced like serious?
For the listener, if you are a wrestling nerd or fan,
please.
Sorry for the
elucidate.
Nerd comment. Yeah, just let us know.
Yeah, there's a lot of wrestling fans out there. And they fucking make their feelings known on Twitter all the time.
It's a heavy social media Twitter.
Shout out to Shane Hartline. He loves the wrestling.
Yeah,
a lot of people. More people than you would think love the wrestling. And you only find out when there's televised events that they are responding to fiercely.
Right. Mm. Or they can't come to your wedding because, you know, SummerSlam is
You getting married?
No. I'm just saying that would be one reason to be like, oh, why isn't John here?
Oh, SummerSlam.
Yeah, he made a pilgrimage.
It only happens once a year,
sorry,
guys.
But I had tickets to SummerSlam.
He's at the Superdome in Pontiac.
Old SummerSlam. Do you remember recently I was talking about, this is a complete 90 degree turn. Recently I was talking about the brain tumor card. I just got an MRI.
I mean, it works a little bit. Look, we're all telling each other everything. And
yeah. Well, I've, you know, working on a job, Mike knows this, I've worked on this job for 10 months, and even though I only did 3-4 days a week,
it wears the shit out of you.
It wears you out, and you can't. You know, Danny and I write and stuff on the off days. We're, you know, trying to get comedy thing going. And it's like, I don't have days to like go to the doctor. And I really neglect myself in that respect because it's like, you have to make money to even have the insurance to go pay for the doctor. And then I still want
to. And you don't want to lose a day of work to go to the doctor.
Yeah. So it's like, so now I'm catching up on all that. So, you know, I was joking the last couple episodes about having, you know, pulling the brain tumor card, but then I was like, I haven't had that MRI in several years.
I've been meaning to.
I'll go get that. So I have the actual scan that I showed the guys, or they give you a CD with,
I got a CD.
You got the key for the cat.
With Michiko's tumor pictures, right. Yeah.
And that you were saying that why do they do it on CD? And I thought the same thing in the when I was getting the waiting on the disc to burn.
Jump drives are often filled with like malware, yeah. So it's probably better that you just burn a CD.
This is the second one I've gotten in I'm behind about a year, but I'm supposed to get it every year. But the last one I got in there and I've literally had CAT scans. I've had probably 40 CAT scans in my life of my brain because when I was younger, I had to get them 3 times a year or 4 times a year, then 3, then 2, then 1, and I'm down to once a year in my adult years. But I get in there and there's something, I don't know if I've panic attacks of something, you know, I think it has something to do with what we just talked about, but like, I'm now like claustrophobic when I get in there. The last one I had, I freaked out.
It's tough to hold still, man. It's so hard to hold still.
Well, originally they would strap you down, the arms, legs, everything. So they didn't want anything to move. And so they slide you into this donut and then you hear the sound. The sounds are frightening. It's like an alien invasion. The last one I freaked out. I was like, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I have to stop. I can't get back in there. So they put me in this pancake one and that one was fine. I made it through.
Is that the stand up MRI?
Cause I had it's like lay down, but it's like you're on in between two pancakes, large, and so the sides, you have your peripheral vision. You know what I mean.
You don't feel as sealed in, is what you're saying,
right?
So I went yesterday, and I, you know, they do the dye. They do a before and after. So they do the before MRI scan of your brain, and then they do the after with this dye. I don't know what it does, but
you snort it.
I made it. No. They inject it, but I made it through like 7 minutes, and then I start. The noises, I can't describe.
They really add up.
It's the weird, it's honestly like you're being probed by an alien.
This is my second Guantanamo reference, but it sounds to me
it's
like.
It's probably something like that. But I started to freak out again. I had to hit the button. He said, well, don't move, because if you move, we have to start all over. So I didn't move, but I got my bearings. I could see the ceiling. I could see the guy. And then he's like, just think about something nice, something good.
Clouds.
So he put me back in, and I start, basically, I just start thinking about family members one by one. And that sort of got me through somehow or another, which I thought was kind of good on his end to be like, think about something you love. You know what I mean? And
I noticed that you and I, Mike, weren't involved in that family.
Yeah. You don't know.
Think about us.
Yeah. You didn't name us.
You don't know. I was like, what are we going to talk about on the podcast? And I start panicking again. I'm like, oh, no, family.
How did your family take it when you were diagnosed young?
It was weird.
How did your mom and dad deal?
It was hard, I think. My mom was like the hero. She is my hero because she's the one who sort of caught this and saw that my younger brother was sort of progressing, more than I was. You know, I looked younger than him and I was 2 years older than him. But,
and so she took me in.
Exactly. The Millenakis disease. But she took me in. It was traumatic, man. It was life changing. I think it's altered me, which I'm sure some of this is going to come out in my little chats upcoming. But, I think it alters my perception of myself and it's changed me, I'm sure. But on them, it was incredibly, you know, my dad worked in a factory, so he had insurance. Luckily, that was really good and took care. I mean, this was $150,000 surgery in 1985.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he worked at a factory making probably $40,000 a year, $50,000, maybe $60,000. I don't know. So I think the levels of trauma, you know, the levels that it affected my family are probably, I was so young, I don't know, but I know it had to have been. I mean, they later got divorced, so I'm not blaming myself for that, but like, I'm sure that, you know, there was a lot of stuff. It affects you. I mean, they were sleeping, and this is why, I know you hate McDonald's, but like, they slept in, or they got to stay by the hospital.
Because it was one of the closest thing, exactly.
So I support them still, because I think they did so much for me and my family.
We can hate different brands, that's fine.
Yeah. But anyway, it was traumatic.
It was rough on your family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you haven't mentioned your dad in a while. Like, you do mention your mom and stuff like that, but I don't know how close you are with your dad.
It's less close, I think, but still close. I mean, that was a sort of a work in progress for a while. I think maybe it affected him in different ways too. And maybe, you know, he drank because of that a little bit, but, I don't know. I think he's, I think we're a lot alike in some ways. You know, where, I don't know where to
cocaine
go
and strippers.
Yeah. And snakes. No, but, I think it had its effect on everyone in different ways. And luckily, and I'm knocking on wood for this because it was throughout that whole process, and it took months and months and months, probably over 2 years to get the whole through it, you know, and to be able to know that I was out of the woods. I mean, it's just amazing that people can get through that stuff, and I had an amazing support system. You know,
sure,
mom and dad.
Because
and
at your age, it's impossible to imagine what those adults stronger than you were going through, and they have all this concern.
Yeah, but you and there's moments where, like, I remember driving to the hospital, you know, to get the surgery. And I was
sure
with my mom, and you know, there's something you see on them when you're laying in the bed and you're about to go in, and you're being taken away from your parents, and you're 10 years old, and it's not. It's, you know, it's a scary thing, and you see it on their faces. Like, this is real. This is not,
man, we are turning into the moth.
Or like The View.
We are. No. We are the moth. This is fucked.
But anyway, I had a lot of good resources and I'm very happy to have me. So let's hope that there's nothing on that MRI. I've been very lucky the, you know, 40 years I've been on this planet to,
kind of looks like the Mars Attacks guy.
Who does, Jeremy?
His brain scan. He looks like the Mars Attacks villains. Because especially with those eyeballs sticking out with the eyeballs.
The eyeballs are really weird looking.
I'll post this to the website DannyMike.com if there's any amateur doctors out there that want to give me a reading. See if you can.
It's fun. You can
his
make
insurance
a nice...
is up in a couple of weeks, so he's looking for a new.
Yeah. No, Jeremy, you can make a really nice GIF of that, and that would be fun for kids to look at.
Yeah,
very explanatory.
And there's different. You know, there's
no.
There's...
Don't give me the side view.
Oh, you got to get the side
God,
view. Dude.
I don't want that fucking side view. Dan,
that's
say
so
it.
Weird.
Dan, say it.
Side view?
No, say medulla oblongata.
Oh my God, that's right.
There it is.
Medulla oblongata.
There it is. It's right there, you fucking brainstem.
Anyway. That's a good nickname to call Jeremy from now.
Brainstem.
What's up, Brainstem?
What's up there? And what's up there, M.O.? What's up, Mo?
Oh, man.
Let's not do that. That brings back too many bad memories. No, it doesn't.
I can't remember because I had that part of my brain removed.
Guys, here's another segue that doesn't gonna make any sense. We're stepping up the podcast game a little bit.
A little bit. Feral. A lot of bit.
A lot of bit.
Twice a month, ladies and gentlemen. We've committed to twice a month. We're still working out the exact dates that we're going to be releasing, but every 2 weeks there's going to be new content for
whether
you.
It's a one shot or
it's kind of regular episodes. It's kind of like direct deposit. You can look forward to something showing up in your account every couple
of
weeks.
You don't know what it is?
Yeah.
You don't know what it could might be. Could be Jeremy talking about his brain tumor again?
Could be me crying about things.
It's going to be great, whatever it is.
I could be farting on a snare drum.
What?
No.
It's an Airheads
Does that
reference.
Work? Oh.
It's
oh.
an Airheads reference. Sorry. Sorry. I'm an Airhead. Gosh, is he in...
Wait, was Christian Slater in Airheads? No, he was not.
Oh, man.
Danny and I went to the Captain America 3 premiere on Wednesday.
Civil War premiere.
Civil War premiere.
It was awesome, by the way.
Dude.
I thought it was...
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he got that a lot.
Brendan was very upset that he didn't get the invite, but
I would have worn my dreads wig.
But it was, you know, like a cast screening, so we were, you know, it was basically a fashion show for a movie premiere.
We were the most out of place people, Jennifer Connelly, and
while wearing hooded sweatshirts.
I had a shirt on.
I had a flannel shirt on that
prep
I prepped
Danny, and I totally forgot. So luckily, he did have a button up. Plaid. He was plaid, Mike, in case you
I
were
was
wondering.
Plaid.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
And I got recognized by someone who worked the event, and she wanted to take a picture with Little Pete, and she made a comment that Little Pete is still wearing plaid, and I was like, God damn it.
You nailed me, lady. You got me nailed.
But,
so I went outside to just take a little breath, and just, it was a beautiful view of New Jersey and the Hudson River.
And you said, why did I ever leave you?
No, then Jeremy comes out and he's just like, dude, Christian Slater's here. And he thinks he knows me.
Well, I went to the bar to get a drink. And randomly, you know, this like little trust funder cut me off. So I was like, that's not going to happen again. So
you're a lot of trust fund, kids.
We were the most out of place people there.
Imposed yourself on the bar.
Yeah, because I didn't want to get shown up by this guy. Yeah, I was wearing discount clothes, but who cares? No, but I went up and then the guy to my right, you know, sort of saw that. And he was behind me. I didn't really see who he was until I got to the bar and he got to the bar. And then she went to take my order. And I was like, no, go ahead and get him. You know, I was being the nice guy. I was like...
Magnanimous in your victory.
And it was Christian Slater. And
you're like, no, fuck that. That guy had a heart transplant. What was that movie called?
Baboon Heart?
Yeah. What was that movie called?
That's a Christian Slater movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, right.
Oh, what the hell was that called?
Anyway, our fact checkers are gonna wise us up this week. That. Thank you, fact checkers.
But anyway, he said he recognized me. He was like, "Do I know you? Do I know?" And of course, I just, you know, I was like, well,
"Yes, I did a couple of songs for the soundtrack of the film Half Nelson." I'm pretty sure you know my work.
How would you not?
Are you familiar with my work?
Into sketch comedy?
Are you a Thunder guy? Or how do we know each other?
But anyway, we talk for a minute, and seems like a really nice guy. He's doing Mr. Robot, I think. He's on that. But I haven't seen, but I've heard is really good.
They shot around the park too.
He said they met at a variety show, is what I remember him saying.
No, I said you heard that, but I had
you
said
wanted
I was
to hear.
I didn't want
to
hear. It's like, you oh yeah, no, we met at that variety show, you know, with the sword swallower,
with Neil Patrick Harris, and the best show ever. Was it best show ever?
but yeah, so we had a little moment. I said hi, and you know, afterwards I was like, man, I as a kid. You know, the pre brain tumor kid. Me and my brother we were obsessed with Gleaming the Cube, and that was, he starred in that movie, and I know it wasn't a huge hit, but for us and I didn't even realize it until after we left. I was gonna drop some Gleaming the Cube knowledge on him, but I didn't do it.
See, Legend of Billie Jean does it for me. See, like that's my favorite, and I feel like that's
what
his
did
peak.
You say? You said another movie that, anyway.
Good enough.
Murder in the Rue Morgue.
No, but the other one I remembered was the Rebel Radio one, which, what was that movie called? Where he was like the underground radio DJ and broadcasting and...
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, seems like a super nice guy. You know, it was kind of a fun night. But you know, there it was, you know, we were just completely out of place. Trevor Noah was there when we walked in, and
he immediately started busting on you. He was like, "Oh, look, another couple of Trump voters."
No, I think he was kind of like he felt out of place too.
Oh, Trevor Noah did?
Yeah.
You see, we're all vulnerable. We've really exhibited a lot of vulnerability today in a very short time. A lot of people have blackmail on us now, and they could feel free to reference it in any way they want.
Social media, DannyandMike.com, and Twitter at Danny and Mike.
Yeah, don't forget to do your shopping.
At Michael C. Morona.
On Feral Audio.
At Tamborelli, at Remy Balin. Yeah, do your shopping. That's right. You do your shopping on Amazon. If you are Amazon shoppers, go to Feral Audio.
If you want to deplete the world of well-paid workers,
you go to feralaudio.com and they have an Amazon port.
Porthole.
Oh, it's a porthole.
Yeah, it's a porthole. Like on the ship. It's a ram.
I thought it was a porpoise at first, and then I got into porcupines and ports.
A papoose,
yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
They'll hook you up.
Yeah. Are we wrapping this thing up? What's going on here?
We can just say thanks to Feral Audio, I guess, for continuing to make this an ongoing enterprise. It's very nice.
I mean, they have their thing at the beginning and the end, but we rarely do this. We rarely thank them, and we owe a lot to Farrell and Dustin because of
and Dustin's haircut.
He's you know, I put it in on the website. He's three guys with relatively no podcast experience and made this.
Who, them or us?
I mean, Dustin has helped us shape this into what it is.
No, but we're the three guys.
We're the three guys with very little podcast.
I don't know why we would throw in with three guys with no podcast experience.
Unless it was us.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Unless we knew ourselves very well.
I'm just saying, if you're three guys with no podcast experience,
seek him out. Yeah.
He's great. They've been really nice to us, and we're proud to be part of Feral. Very proud.
I think we said Feral enough times.
Fiercely independent.
Fierce DIY ethos.
That's right. The other thing before we leave, I know we've been very vulnerable this time, but if you're out there, and I rarely talk about this, and you are having troubles, talk to somebody. That's the hard part.
You can talk to us.
You can talk to us. Give us a shout online.
Talk to
but
anybody.
There are actually trained professionals out there too that will help you. And if you feel, you know, closed in or like the walls are closing in,
just ask for
help.
Just ask for help.
It's hard to ask, but it's even in my limited experience, it's help. So. Use your words. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Sometimes Dan has to stop and pause at the second floor landing.
It's true.
And then he asks about life.
I do.
And then he asks for help, and then he gets upstairs to his apartment.
That's exactly right. Well, first I put my fingers to the side of my neck.
You check the pulse.
I check my pulse and make sure
it's over 180.
And then I continue walking.
Yeah. But this was in the pre-cleanse world. In the post-cleanse world we're living in, you don't even have to do that anymore.
Look, post-cleanse world, I think paper towel t-shirts are going to be a thing of the past, and you guys aren't going to be able to make these kinds of jokes.
Well,
dude, you're sweating right now. It's 45 degrees
now. No, I'm not.
It's not about weight. It's about sweat. you made it about weight.
That's anxiety sweat, man.
It's different.
It's different. It's not fat sweat.
It can't be absorbed by a paper towel. Runs right off like coconut oil.
It's coconut oil.
Swirling
it's
out of your mouth.
It's coconut and grapeseed oil.
Oh, yeah, I find it funny that you say that you don't, we talked about this before too, but you say you don't smell or use deodorant, yet you sweat a lot.
I don't use deodorant.
Hey.
I guess it's
little miracles.
I have noticed, though, that I have been, in the last 2 weeks, a little bit more smelly. And I don't know if that's just because shit's coming out of me.
Industrial chemicals.
Yeah, all that
other
stuff.
Getting all those, yep.
But I've been a little more fragrant. But I will still refrain from using deodorant.
And with that...
Okay.
I'm still clean, guys. You can still come up to me in the street. I'll let you smell my armpits. That's fine.
This is going to be out before, I'm going to drop that. I don't care. I'm not going to smell them. We have a live show coming up.
I politely decline your offer.
Okay.
On Saturday, May 21st at 8:30 p.m. at
Live
Cake
at the Cake Shop. Lower East Side.
Our special guest is
on Ludlow.
Be Mr. Henry Zebrowski. You may know him from Heroes Reborn, Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, Wolf of Wall Street, characters on Netflix. It's like the guy's a behemoth. He's a really funny dude.
He's also a giant to the podcasting world.
Yeah, very much so. And to the live stage world, his sketch group Murder Fist is one of the best you'll see in New York. He's going to join us 8:30 at the Cake Shop on that Saturday, the 21st. Yeah.
Check us out.
Come on out.
Get your tickets today.
You get tickets, and if you have tickets,
podfest.com.
You will get something free from us.
It may be a rub down. It may be an admission.
It may be a free sniff of my armpit. It may be, it may be buttons. It may be the case of beer that I'm not drinking in my fridge that I'll give out. But I have to do that outside of the cake shop because I could get in trouble for giving alcohol out that is not the cake shop's in the cake shop.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anywho, meet me out back.
We will have a little, if you come to the show, we will have a little merch table and we're going to, like he said, we're going to have a little, some discounted items. Discounted
so bring your money to the show.
Bring it. Let's do this. Spread the word every 2 weeks from now on. Danny and Mike. Let's do it.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bye. That was Mike saying bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Balin and Marianne Ways. This podcast is part of the Feral Audio Podcasting Collective and can be found on their website at feralaudio.com. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter, at Danny and Mike with the and spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening. Feral Audio.